Mike Adams with a special report here on prophecy and cataclysms and so on. As you probably know, I think it was on January 15th, 2022, the Tonga volcano, well, it was a massive undersea volcano just off the coast of the South Pacific island of Tonga. It exploded, one of the largest explosions of an undersea volcano ever caught on satellite imagery. Shocking. It actually shook the whole world. And I want to play for you this shockwave animation of what it entails, because it shows you how the shockwave ripples across the entire planet. Now look in the lower left quadrant of the planet for the explosion of this volcano, and you'll see the shockwaves ripple out from there. We're going to play that. It's a very short little animation. We're going to play it now. All right, in case you missed that, we're going to play it again a couple of times. Again, look at the explosion in the southwest corner of the planet and watch the ripple wave across the planet. Here we go. So Professor Shane Cronin, a volcanologist at the University of Auckland, told the BBC, that this eruption is the biggest Tonga has seen in three decades. Quote, this is a pretty big event, one of the more significant eruptions in the last decade, at least. The most remarkable thing about it is how rapidly and violently it spread. This one was larger, a much wider lateral spread. Much more ash was produced. So this explosion caused a tsunami. And the tsunami ended up causing a massive waves on Tonga, of course, but then it also hit the coast of Japan, including cities of Japan all along the eastern coast from Hokkaido to Okinawa. And then in addition, it generated warnings for the southwestern United States, the coast of California. And there was some inundation of waves in Santa Cruz and other areas. And of course, this affected the west coast of Mexico as well. So this spread around the world, and it was one of the most explosive, violent underwater events that modern science has seen. And understand, this explosion, of course, it blew off the top of an undersea volcano, and then the water rushed in to replace that, but then it was pushing more, you know, it was sort of replacing the volcanic crust, you could say, with ocean water, but then pushing out a lot more material at the same time. So this is a shocking event. Oh, let me show you the satellite photo of this. Check this out. So if you're looking at the satellite photo of the explosion, it looks like a nuclear bomb went off. And you can see there the Nuku'alofa Island and Tonga and so on. So this has sent out massive ripples, massive waves, and a massive ash cloud. Again, one of the largest undersea volcanoes that has ever been recorded. Now, why am I talking about this? Well, it's kind of a delicate subject, but since I've made this public, I'm going to go ahead and answer this. This fulfills the prophecy that I was given 5 days earlier and that I talked publicly about. If you go back to my January 10th situation update, and by the way, there's significant implications about this in terms of God and the contagious mind and premonition and things like that that I'm going to talk about here. But if you go back to my January 10th podcast, so, you know, a week ago, and you listen starting at 19 minutes and 32 seconds, you're going to hear me describe an incredibly vivid awakening that I had at 5-something in the morning, where it wasn't a dream, it wasn't a vision, it wasn't a voice, nothing. Just suddenly God downloaded this knowledge into my consciousness of what was about to happen on planet Earth. And it was just instant knowledge. And so I'm going to take you back to that podcast from a week earlier, January 10th. And this is only the second time in my life that I've had something so powerful implanted in my consciousness that I decided to go public with it and just tell you what had come to me. Listen to my description of this knowledge that was given to me instantly on January 10th, or actually it was January it was the morning of January 9th when I was given that. And then compare that to what just happened in Tonga. Give it a listen. Here we go. Well, I've just had something similar to that for the first time since then. But this time it wasn't a vision. It was an instant knowing. That's the only way to describe it. It was, I woke up and I instantly knew what I'm about to tell you. It was like an instant download. It wasn't a movie. It wasn't, you know, a dream. It wasn't a voice. It wasn't pictures, nothing. It was knowledge, instant knowledge. And here's what that knowledge, well, I'll describe it to you in the best way I can. It is that cities in America, and it seemed like this was larger than just one country, so cities of the world are going to be, what's the best way to say this? Much of the soil that is underneath and around the cities is going to be replaced with water in a catastrophic event that seems like it might be waves, but it's more than that. It's almost like somehow there's an earthquake that involved with a tidal wave so that there's vibration of the earth. And the vibration is liquefying something. And so something is some solid foundation is turning to liquid. And the dirt is being replaced with water. And there's like a washing of the dirt away, like a mass erosion taking place. And it was almost like a yin yang symbol, a replacement, a circular replacement. The dirt moves out and the water moves in, and then all of a sudden the foundation of these cities is on nothing but water. So I don't know if this is a metaphor or if this is something physical, real. I don't know what it means, but that's the knowledge I got, and it was so compelling. I woke up and immediately started talking about it. I mean, verbally just explaining it, talking about it. And it really shook me because it was so strong and so powerful. And again, that hasn't happened to me for several years. So what do you think it means? Is something about to happen that would cause cities to be flooded or inundated? Are there earthquakes, something about to fall off into the ocean? I don't know. But I am now, I got a sense of urgency from this. That's why I'm sharing it with you today. I don't just talk about casual dreams and things like that. I got a sense of real urgency that something is imminent involving water, erosion, the liquefaction, the erosion of the pillars underneath the cities, whatever that means. Okay, so you probably noticed there that what I had, published on the 10th, is an almost exact description of what happened. And let me just say right up front, folks, God is real. God uses us. God puts knowledge in our consciousness so that we might serve His agenda, positive agenda, for protecting life. Right? That's what this is. And this absolutely proves that, see, time is also an illusion, because how could future events be known in advance by God? I mean, God can see the future, and then He uses us to try to warn people and save lives and on many issues, not just big natural disasters like this. But, I've written the book, The Contagious Mind. And, you can download that for free, by the way, at thecontagiousmind.com. And what that book talks about is how the mind is a receiver of information as well as broadcasting information. Now, in this case, my mind was receiving information about something massive, a massive release of energy that was about to happen. And it was so powerful that it woke me up and compelled me into instant knowledge and to instantly talk about this verbally at 5 in the morning. And again, just to remind you, you know, what the words were that I said on January 10th, quote, it was soil replaced with water, a catastrophic event, seemed like it might be waves, but it's more than that. It's like somehow there's an earthquake that's involved with a tidal wave. There's vibration of the earth, and the vibration is liquefying something. Some solid foundation is turning to liquid. The dirt is being replaced with water, and there's a washing away of the dirt, like a mass erosion taking place. Folks, it's all that knowledge came to me instantly, literally in an instant, at 5-something in the morning of January 9th. And that is exactly what just happened with this underwater massive volcano near Tonga. It is as if the energy of this event was broadcast across time. And also that God wants us to pay attention. And by the way, friends, if you don't have sensitivity to nature and God and the world around us, you would never pay attention to the information you're receiving. And I know this is going to seem crazy, but people who use a lot of fragrance in their laundry detergent and their colognes and perfumes and body lotions and all that garbage, they have no psychic sensitivity because their brains, their minds are retreating from the onslaught of toxic chemicals that they put on themselves every day. And I'm telling you, 9 out of 10 people wash their clothes in toxic laundry detergent. They have no cognitive sensitivity to anything that's happening around them. This is all related. It's not a joke. If you want to be sensitive to receive information about what's going to happen, you have to live a life without substance abuse, without alcohol addiction, without being blasted by cable TV, without using Tide laundry detergent, without, you know, destroying your senses with fragrance and chemicals and toxins and all the garbage that people live in. Those people, their minds have retreated. They can never be sensitive to information that's coming about, you know, premonition and upcoming future events. And this is why even throughout history and throughout the Bible and the gurus of history in many cultures, how would they receive information? They would go out into nature and they would cleanse, right? They would get rid of the toxins. They would get away from the cities. They would get away from people and the noise and the corruption and the filth and the gambling and prostitutions and bank loans and all that crap. And they would get out into nature and they would eat herbs or they would fast, you know, for an extended period of time, as Jesus himself did. And even when he was fasting, remember, he was tempted by Satan. And Satan said, oh, why don't you go ahead and eat something? I mean, I'm paraphrasing, obviously, but this is in the Bible. And Jesus said, no, I'm here fasting as obedience to my Father. And Satan said, I forgot the exact scripture quote, but it was like, no, God wants you to eat well and prosper or whatever. So even the temptation from Satan is out there to not be true to nature and God. And so if you want to, well, let me just say this. Premonition is real, folks. God is real. The mind is a non-physical instrument that can see beyond time and space, that can receive information. For myself, this is the third time this has happened in my life. The third time, and I've documented it publicly 2 out of those 3 times. There is no question that when we clear our bodies and try to clear our minds, not that my mind is totally clear because I have to read the news all the time, which sucks, but at least I'm growing my own food. You know, I'm eating herbs and turmeric root and lettuce and juicing and doing smoothies and everything, and I'm avoiding most of the toxins in the world around us, not all of them, but most of them. And because of that, I've got the sensitivity to receive information about what is about to happen. The thing is, I have no control over this. It just either comes to me or it doesn't. It's not like I can ask and say, oh, tell me what's coming. It doesn't work that way. It just comes. And when it comes, you know it's real. You know, in that instant, that's the thing. See, God can put information in your consciousness instantly without even requiring the duration of time. This is, I know this might sound strange, but if you've experienced this, you know what I mean. It's not like God plays a voice or a video or sends you a picture or an image or anything like that. It's just instant knowledge, like a massive amount of knowledge, almost like a book compressed into an infinitely small slice of time, not even a slice of time. It's just there. And it requires no duration. Your mind can download volumes of knowledge instantly when divine forces are giving you that. And that's what this is. I mean, all the glory is to God here, folks. God works through us. This is all divinity. This is all connection to Jesus Christ and God and what they want us to do here. And I am not one to sit here, as I've seen some people do, and try to claim that, oh, that they're so great. This is all they're doing, that they have magical powers. No. This is God working through us the same way God worked through Moses or so many other people. God uses human beings to carry out his wishes and sometimes to send out his warnings. I mean, just go through the Old Testament and, you know, King David and King Solomon and everything and all the people around them that were issued warnings. How many times did God talk to different characters, especially in the Old Testament, right? And then look at the book of Revelation. Look at how God taught Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John through the actions of his son, Jesus. So a way of speaking through a person so that there would be knowledge and awareness and awakening of just observing and knowing what is God's will. So, I mean, there's so many implications to this. I can barely get into all the details of what this means. It's just that we are divine creations. We are given the gift of spirit and creativity and consciousness by God. And whenever he wants, he can use us for knowing, you know, understanding, or for communicating, or for sending a message, or for taking an action. You know, I mean, look at Noah. Look at the story of Noah. How did Noah know what was going to happen? Why was he compelled to build an ark? Because he had knowledge. He had instant knowledge that came to him about a cataclysm that was about to occur. Now, fortunately, in this case, with the Tonga volcano, this massive underwater supervolcano did not destroy the cities of humankind. And I'm very glad to know that because what I feared in this knowledge that was given to me is that there would be some destruction or sinking of cities. And that did not occur, thankfully. So it was really more like just relatively small waves hitting the cities, but a lot of ash and destruction around Tonga and those smaller cities, towns, villages, and those types of things. So sometimes when we're given information, we don't know exactly how it's going to apply. And so it's difficult. I mean, it's certainly not going to know, a location, like where it's going to happen. No. Give me GPS coordinates, God. No, it doesn't work that way. Give me a time and date so I can place bets on the stock market. No, it doesn't work that way. That's not what God wants for you or anyone. This is about connecting you to nature and to the cataclysms that are coming. There are so many already set in stone that we can't stop. But humanity needs to have awareness about who we are and what we're doing here and what's happening in the world around us. We need to have this connection, and it is a divine connection. And when humanity loses sight of who we are, then we shall be destroyed. The things that are being unleashed against human civilization right now are literally a direct result of the mass murder of babies, you know, abortion, organ harvesting, the vaccine mass murder genocide of humanity. Folks, God's wrath is going to be unleashed against us in ways that you can't even imagine. And as this happens, there are more and more people who are going to receive messages and knowledge. You're going to have more warnings from more people. You're going to have more prophecies. You're going to see more and more of them coming true, because the psychic energy of people being terrified or people being killed or people being saved, it's very dramatic energy. It's emotional energy that's off the charts. And so it ripples out through waves of reality across the minds that are paying attention. Thing is, most minds just aren't paying attention. So just like a cell tower might broadcast a phone conversation in its area, and there might be 5,000 cell phones that are getting the signal, but only one cell phone is tuned in and actually is hearing that voice because it's on that right frequency. The same thing is true with humankind. You know, God can broadcast a message and most people can be oblivious because they're too busy, I don't know, watching the stock market, investing in Tesla, downloading porn, voting for Biden, or whatever they're doing. They're too busy doing that to listen to God. And so they miss it. They miss the message. But it's all there, folks. It's all being broadcast all the time about what's going to happen, where we're going, what's in store for us. And let me wrap this up by saying, we all had better pray. We had better pray. We had better read our Bibles. We had better pay attention. We had better reject the distractions of modern society. I've mentioned many examples, but substance abuse, prostitution, pornography, greed, stock market investments, corruption, distractions, violent TV programming. We had better reject all that and spend our time focused on connection with God and nature. And then, in a practical sense, be prepared, practice good survival, preparedness, all these things, so that we can survive what's coming. Because most of humanity, probably over half the human race, will not survive the global reset, the mass culling, the vaccine genocide, all of it, plus the economic collapse, and who knows what else is happening. Maybe there's an asteroid headed for Earth that the governments of the world aren't telling us about. Or maybe they plan to set off something like the Yellowstone supervolcano or the La Palma volcano. Who knows? They're evil demons. They're capable of all kinds of horrible things. So we had better pay attention. You better get serious. Turn off the sports channel, folks. Turn off the Netflix. Get rid of your TV. Hit it with a sledgehammer. Start practicing real prepping. Read your Bible. I have to remind myself of that as well. And I've been going over a lot of chapters lately. We better get real about this, because it's all real. All that is real. God is real. The mind is real. The body is temporary, but the soul is infinite, and God is infinite. And we are only here by His grace, and He can take that away at any moment. And frankly, most of the people on planet Earth are begging God to destroy them. And they will be obliged, it turns out. Because God is not woke. God is not a leftist libtard. God is not a snowflake. God is the real deal. And He requires you to be obedient to His desire for humanity and planet Earth. And if you are not obedient to that, and if you destroy innocent babies, and if you murder, and if you are dishonest and you are corrupt, you're going to be absolutely destroyed. And that process has already begun. All right, so thank you for listening. Mike Adams here. I know this is kind of an unusual topic, but folks, it's all real. Check out my book, The Contagious Mind, if you want to know more about all of this, because there is, in fact, a, quote, scientific basis for everything that I've just talked about. It's all real. It's all real. God created the laws of the universe. God created the laws of physics and even non-physical communication via the mind and via consciousness and so on. And we humans just haven't figured out yet how it all works, but God created it all so that we could communicate without using the internet, without using telephones, without using Wi-Fi. You can communicate with your mind. It is real. It is part of the nature of the universe. It's something that God created. All right. Thank you for listening. Take care.